Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive.
Many preachers will not preach the Word of God because they're living by a phobia. Some of you won't live for God in front of your own family or your boss because you're afraid of what other people are going to think. The devil is a liar. Rise up and get faith and live by principle. And if the world changes, the principle stays the same because it's God you're pleasing.
In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today.
Let's go into a message that was taken from a recent Wednesday night Bible study here at Pace Assembly. This message is entitled, Pleasing God, Serving People. Let's go into the message with Pastor Rogers today.
I mean, if you want to get in that world, I think I've had 9 funerals in the past 2 weeks. And in the middle of that, there'll be somebody who needs a decision made and a PO signed. Come on, somebody. I mean, one day I saw myself physically or in this, I don't know, probably messed up. I'm seeing myself take a hat off here and move it. I just keep moving the hat. It's like the clown at the zoo. I mean, at the circus. You just keep them plates spinning, boy. And the only problem with that is that sooner or later, one of them's going to fall. So I've chosen to please the Lord and leave the consequences to God. Because I'm going to preach some things that's probably going to rub your cat hair backward. I don't know, I've started churches all over the place. It's amazing. Because not everybody's going to line up with it. And if I pastored this church waiting on everybody to pat me on the back, some of y'all don't even like the message I'm preaching right now. Come on now. This is what the Holy Spirit said to me. And boy, it was like light bulb. Faith, write it down. Pleasing God is faith living by principle. Now, this is where I want to help doctor you now. I've sliced you open. Now we're going to start going into doctoring you here. Faith, pleasing God is faith living by principle. What does the Bible say in Hebrews 11 and 6? But without faith, it is impossible to do what? Come on, to please God. But he that believeth must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So the summation of that is, if I don't operate in the principle of faith, then nothing I do will please the Lord. So pleasing God is faith living by principle. Not by emotion, not by the wind that blows, not by some new doctrine or trend that comes by, not by polling everybody. Have you heard a little bit about polls lately? Oh, this poll says this and this. I mean, that's the reason why I would never make a great politician. Because if you're worried about all of that, you'll never survive. Faith. Pleasing God is faith living by principle, the Holy Spirit said. But here's the other. Write this down. Pleasing people, this is what the Holy Spirit said to me, is fearful living by phobia. Pleasing God by faith lives by principle. If you want to please the Lord, live by principle. But pleasing people is fearful living by phobia. What does that mean? It means, am I all right with you? Am I all right with you? Is it okay? Is everything all right? Are you all right? Are you okay? Okay, all right. Are you okay? Are you okay? Because I don't want you to be not. Are y'all all right? Y'all not frowning. You're frowning a little bit. Is it okay? Am I preaching all right? Are you just shaking your head? I don't know. And I'm schizophrenic. because I'm afraid of all of your faces out there, and I'm afraid many preachers will not preach the word of God because they're living by a phobia. Some of you won't live for God in front of your own family or your boss because you're afraid of what other people are going to think. The devil is a liar. Rise up and get faith and live by principle, and if the world changes, the principle stays the same because it's God you're pleasing. I'm not doing this for myself. If I'm doing it for myself, I am worried about what everybody thinks. Now, it's not that I don't want everybody to be happy, but if I think I'm going to make everybody happy in this room, if I was handing out $100 bills tonight, somebody would want to know, why isn't it 500? Am I right about it? I'm going to give you a $100 bill. Can you break it down in 20s? Come on, somebody. You know what I'm talking about. There's always a moving marker somewhere. Pleasing people is fearful living by phobia. Stop it. Stop it in the name of Jesus. The principles of God's word that we live by are unchangeables. I'm going to try that on again. The principles that we live by and say we have faith in are the unchangeables. God's not changing the rules on this thing. What he was for yesterday, he's for today. That's the reason why living by principles will keep you, principles of the word of God will keep you out of a place of struggle waiting for somebody to approve you. Pleasing God, serve people. Say that with me. Please God, serve people. The attitude of people is always moving. Let me dig into your house a little bit. So the spouse, whatever, gets up Saturday morning and decides, I'm going to cook some eggs, cook some breakfast. That's great. How do you like your eggs? Mama didn't ask me that. When Mom made breakfast, she scrambled it all. I like mine over easy with the light, you know, half the yolk busted and the other half. By the time I got to the table, everybody was getting scrambled eggs. Try to please someone in your house just to cook breakfast. Bacon. Have you got some turkey bacon? At that point, you just say, forget it. You ain't getting no bacon at all. Don't even know what bacon is. Let me show you this. Jesus pleased his Father. I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit opened this up. Are you ready for this? He pleased God before he started his ministry. Are you with me? Why? Because he was his son. That's it. He pleased his Father because he was his son, not by what he has done. He hadn't done anything yet. Matthew chapter number 3 tells the story. The Holy Spirit is there with him, and things are about to happen in the Jordan River, and all of a sudden Jesus is there and John the Baptist is there. And he said, John, I need you to baptize me. And he baptizes him, and straightway he come up out of the water, the Bible says, and then there was a voice from heaven that said, what? This is my beloved son in whom I am well. Now, Jesus had done no miracles. He hadn't opened up any eyes or fixed anybody's leg or cleansed any lepers or done anything like that. This is an important fact of this message here tonight. Because if you're not pleased with me for who I am, then nothing I do will ever please you. Why was the Father pleased with his son Jesus? Because he was his son Jesus, period. So if I try to appease God instead of please God with my faith and believing in him, then I'll always wonder, does God like me or not? Even though the Bible says you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Even though the Bible says that you come and confess your sins with your mouth, believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead and thou shalt be saved. And the next thing we try to do is start, are you hearing this tonight? The next thing we try to do is try to appease God by doing works. I'm going to come to church. I'm going to read my Bible more. I'm going to pray more and all that. And what does God say? None of that is going to matter. In my love for you and my compassion for you, I am affirming you because you are my child. And when you get that in your head, you'll stop worrying about whether or not you're going to be saved tomorrow, because where sin does abound, grace does much more abound. Now, why do I teach that? Because there's a few folks in here that understand what I'm about to say. Because I was raised in this thing all of my life. And I'm just going to tell you, the way the preachers preached it back in my day, including my daddy, you got saved every service. Because you were going to hell Saturday night and Sunday morning, you was getting saved again. Am I down in any of that? Absolutely not. We just didn't have an understanding as much then of what grace really meant. That God, that I'm not slipping out of his holy hand as easy as what I think I am. I wish I had some help right there. Because when you know who you are, I'm not talking about beating your chest in pride. I'm just saying, Lord, there ain't a thing in the world that I can do for you to earn or merit anything you've given to me. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to believe you for who you are, and you love me for who you created me to be. Warts and all. Come on, look at your neighbor and tell them, warts and all. That's right. Just like you are. This is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. Watch this, write this down. God was pleased with his son and gave him in that moment confirmation, validation, and authorization to do what he called him to do. Now, this is the important fact of pleasing God, because in my lifetime and yours, many of you, in serving the Lord, you tried to do things and people weren't, you tried to do good things. The Apostle Paul, y'all, was trying to do good things to help people get into the kingdom, and they stoned him. He was shipwrecked. He went to his own brothers, the Jews, to preach the gospel to him, and they said, he's not one of us, and they cast him out. He went over here to the Gentiles. How would you like to be the Apostle Paul? Where everywhere I get a booking for this weekend to preach in a church, the word goes ahead of me on social media to say, I'm a murderer, I'm a con man, and I'm only coming for the money. Y'all should read this Bible. There's something in there. Paul gives his resume. He said, they tried to kill me. I've been in fears. And my brethren, every time I go to the Gentiles, they're saying, there's that murderer preacher. They don't accept him like we do today. You wouldn't be saying, there's God's great man of faith and power, brought him up out of a horrible pit. I mean, he's got him a testimony. You don't get a testimony until you've endured some stuff. And I'm just going to tell you right now, you don't get a testimony most of the time until you put up with somebody's yeah, yeah, and up in your face, cutting you down, tearing you down, turning you down, rejecting you, and then you just keep rising up. The Bible says that a righteous man will get knocked down, but he'll just keep getting back up again.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org, and I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.